my husband, Andy. Last Wednesday, our son, who's in first grade, came home from school. He said to us as we're asking how his day was, "Mommy, I took a blue pill at school today." Now, my son has ADHD, recently diagnosed. I have talked to the nurse and the principal about, you know, this is medication. I dropped it off. We counted it together to make sure everything was in line. I said to my son, "Your pill's not blue." He said, "I know." I said, "Well, why did you take it?" "Because the nurse told me to." So my son, who is 7, knew that he was getting the wrong pill and was still giving it to him. I am scared. Now, he's fine. I called poison control. I called their pediatrician. First, it was denied that it even happened. I mean, I was on the phone as faster than you can imagine. It was denied. It was denied. Then my husband called and was told that actually did happen because they went back and counted his medication and knew that the count was off. My issue is the nurse said, "Take it anyway." I was told it was busy in there that day. They had a lot going on. I don't care what you have going on. This is my son. My son who is 7. His welfare, his health. He was told to take it anyway. Why didn't the nurse stop and look? I am beyond upset and angry. We continued to get the excuse, "Well, it was busy that day." I don't care how busy it was. I don't care. That's not my concern. If you're too busy, then maybe you need to come up with a different plan. So we were told that, you know, they talked to the district, all, you know, the superintendent, all of those things, and we would hear back as to how this will be rectified. The only way I see the way to do this is a checkout system. Like, you scan a name tag and you scan the medication. He was given this medication because he looks like another student. I mean, why didn't they ask his name when he said it was the wrong medication? Because he looked like another student. How many other children has this happened to? I have no idea. I know that I'm one parent this happened to, and I'm sure it has happened to others because I don't know how it works. Do they just look at a picture? Do they ask a name and birth date? But nothing worked. It didn't work. My son was given the wrong medication and told to take it anyway. Those are my thoughts.
So do you want to just make briefly?
Yeah. I think the motivation of us coming here is just to raise concern. I mean, luckily nothing happened to our son, which is great. But from what we understood, that the system that's being used to distribute medication to the children is severely broken. I understand after talking to the nurse, I'm a physician myself, so this kind of hit home, of how they have everything set up. And the way it was explained to me is they have a very good system to keep things under lock and key. But once that medication is pulled out, what they use is a photo. And part of the reason that they told us that the medication was mixed up is because the other son that was mistaken is mine, the other child, sorry, there wasn't a photo there. So if that's the best security or check system that this district has, it could be improved upon greatly. So we just don't want this to happen to anyone else. And luckily, the outcome wasn't as drastic as it could have been. You know, there's many other conditions that are out there that require medications, and we're very fortunate that the medication that he received was more of a cousin of what he already takes, so that was fine. But this is not even a near miss. I mean, it's a complete miss. So
we appreciate you.
Thanks.
This is Mo.